A window to the soul. The Psalms are true. They provide a window to the soul. And I don't mean that everything in the Psalms can be read as accurate as it expresses who God is. Instead, I mean that the Psalms are true because they communicate raw emotions of all kinds of people and their life experience. They communicate people's relationships with God throughout their life journey. We read through psalm after psalm, and a lot of them are different. The Psalms provide this window to the joy, the sorrow, the celebration, the anguish, happiness, sadness, jubilation, and anger that God's people have experienced. And even more, they offer a glimpse into the songs and the prayers that generations, Jesus included, have sung and prayed. Praying and singing the Psalms connects a person to community now, and also community that came long ago. Praying and singing through all of the joy and the sorrow, the celebration, the anguish, the happiness, the sadness, the jubilation, the anger. They help give individuals and communities a closer bond with others who has come before. They bring us closer to God. They acknowledge that we're in this together. They acknowledge that your experience and my experience are interwoven with one another. They acknowledge that you are important, I am important, we are important. In South Africa, this idea of the importance of everyone, everyone's experience, and how we are all interwoven is called Ubuntu. You heard that before? I think there's a song called Ubuntu. Nelson Mandela talked about Ubuntu when trying to take South Africa and bring it back together to heal some of the long-lasting wounds. It was effective to a great extent. We need more Ubuntu in the world. The Psalms are a way to get there because they provide this window to the soul. Today we're talking about one of these psalms, a prayer, a song, Psalm 139. It expresses emotions about the wonder of God's creation and God's care for each person. It expresses this, the writer's emotions about how vast God's thoughts are, and yet how in the hugeness that God has offered room for something deeply personal between the psalmist and God, between us and God, those people reading the psalm and God, those people singing the psalm and God. So when a person prays or sings the psalm, they can express those emotions. They can recognize the togetherness of all humanity, the Ubuntu. When a gathered community sings or prays the psalms, they can feel the same emotions. They can know how connected we are. Psalm 139, 14, the first part of it. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's on the cover of our bulletin today. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And maybe we would translate it just a little differently. Fearfully sometimes means this scary thing, but it's I praise you, God, because I am awesomely and wonderfully made. I am awesomely and wonderfully made. We are awesomely and wonderfully made. So can you imagine if we believed that about everyone from whatever country they came from, even people who describe those countries as words that I won't say holds, right? Okay, I've said that word tons of times. I'm just not going to say it today. What if we believed that about everyone? What if we believed that everyone mattered? Could we dare to dream that dream? Maybe it seems simple, but could we dare to dream that the impossible could happen? The end of religious, racial, class, orientation, and gender hatred? Could we dream that? Can we dare to dream God's dream? Because I believe that the dream of Martin Luther King, that God's dream, that our dream can all be connected. And it involves the end of religious, racial, class, orientation, and gender hatred. Martin Luther King would be 89 years old tomorrow. It's been 50 years since he was assassinated. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will be judged. They will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. God has made each person precious, awesome, wonderful. God has made this community of faith precious. Awesome, wonderful. 125 years of precious, awesome, and wonderful. God has made our planet billions and billions of years precious, awesome, wonderful. What if we believed that? What if we believed that and treated people, animals, all of nature in that way? What if we believed that and treated allies and adversaries in that way? Some people say that we're closer now to Dr. King's dream than we were 50 years ago. And others say, no, we're kind of closer. We've taken a whole lot of steps backward in the last few and even in the last year. Regardless, Dr. King's dream inspired great stride and continues to inspire today as we seek to move forward with civil rights. And you see a parade of people marching, praying, singing the Psalms, being inspired to live lives that celebrate God's precious, awesome, and wonderful creation. And how about at the front of that parade, you see Dr. King acting as a drum major. One of his last speeches. This is what Dr. King said. Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness. And all of the other shallow things will not matter. Witness and the inspiration of Dr. King, advocate for justice, peace, and righteousness. It did matter. What we continue to do today matters. Living for justice, peace, righteousness, and love. It's a way to make our precious, awesome, and wonderful world a better place. That little part there, that'd be a challenge. That'd be a challenge for this week, but not just this week, for every week. Live for justice, peace, and righteousness, and make our precious, awesome, and wonderful world a better place. It's a big challenge. You have to figure out what you do every day to make that a reality. I want to close with a prayer, the words of today's psalm. Let's pray, expecting God to understand our hearts, expecting God to understand the love that all of us are, the Ubuntu, the togetherness, the acknowledgement that we're in this together. So may this psalm, this song, this prayer be a way to look at God and say, oh God, I am so glad that you get me and all of us. Oh Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up, you discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, oh Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in before and behind. Lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame is not hidden from you. When I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth, your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. Amen.